You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. The French government has adopted a new bill aimed at expediting the return of colonial-era objects to their countries of origin. Culture Minister Rachida Dati presented the bill to simplify a previously complex restitution process. Previously, each restitution required a specific law, making returns difficult and time-consuming. The bill targets items taken illegally between 1815 and 1972, specifically those obtained through theft, looting, coercion, or from unauthorized individuals. The Senate is set to publish its report on September 11th, with a vote scheduled for September 24th. This initiative follows criticism of France's slow restitution efforts, despite President Macron's 2017 promise to address the issue. Since that promise, France has returned only 30 objects, primarily to a few African nations. For instance, a talking drum from the Ivory Coast has been delayed due to parliamentary issues. The slow pace of restitution is partly due to the legal concept of inalienability, which complicates the return of public collections. This principle means that state-owned collections cannot be sold or given away without a special act of parliament, making each restitution a lengthy legal process. The new draft law aims to streamline this by allowing the government to approve returns by decree under certain conditions, although bureaucratic hurdles remain. Documentation must be submitted to a bilateral scientific committee to prove that an artifact was taken illegally. The final approval for restitution will come from France's highest administrative court, the Conseil d'État. The bill excludes military items, public archives, and artifacts found during archaeological digs from its provisions. Senator Catherine Morin Desailly expressed concerns about the need for further legal reform, noting that a 2023 law only allows returns requested by foreign states, excluding France's overseas territories. The bilateral scientific committee will involve experts from both France and the requesting countries to establish rules for what can be returned and verify the legality of the artifact's acquisition. A report for President Macron suggested studying requests from 8 African countries to create criteria of returnability. The Conseil d'État plays a crucial role in screening proposed laws to ensure legal consistency. The bill addresses items taken during imperial conquests where original owners did not freely agree to the transfer. The bill is designed to expedite the return of artworks looted during the colonial era, focusing on objects taken between 1815 and 1972, primarily from former French colonies. While a broader report on restitution defined the scope more widely, this bill specifically targets former French dominions. The slow pace of past restitution efforts has been attributed to the legal requirement for individual laws for each object. Critics express concerns about potential political manipulation and the need for independent oversight. Senator Pierre Ouzoulias criticized the government's rush on such a complex matter and called for an independent scientific body to oversee the approval process. He emphasized that France has not fully addressed its colonial past, highlighting the challenges in restitution efforts. The bill responds to increasing demands from other nations for restitution, reflecting an awareness of its impact on relationships with former colonies. While specific views from these countries are not detailed, preparing such a law is a step toward addressing historical wrongs and could improve diplomatic ties. France has already returned objects to a few African countries, including 26 artifacts to Benin. The Senate's report will be published on September 11th with the vote set for September 24th. However, there is no clear timeline for when actual restitutions will occur after the law passes. The bill aims to speed up and streamline the process, suggesting an intention for quicker action, though a concrete timeline is not provided. The bill limits restitution to artifacts intended for future public display, which could restrict returns to items that recipient countries can commit to exhibiting publicly. This condition may exclude items for private collections or research, though the reasoning behind it is not explained. The combined impact of recent laws for the return of Nazi-looted art and human remains shows France's broader commitment to addressing various types of illegally acquired items in its public collections. This new bill represents a significant shift from the old, slow process, aiming to create a more efficient system for restitution. Copyright African Elements.